This is the reading for October 3rd. Jeremiah chapter 47. Before the king of Egypt attacked the city of Gaza, the Lord spoke his word to Jeremiah the prophet. This message is to the Philistine people. This is what the Lord says. See, the enemy is gathering in the north like rising waters. They will become like an overflowing stream and will cover the whole country like a flood. Even the towns and the people living in them. Everyone living in that country will cry for help. The people will cry painfully. They will hear the sound of the running horses and the noisy chariots and the rumbling chariot wheels. Parents will not help their children to safety because they will be too weak to help. The time has come to destroy all the Philistines. It is time to destroy all who are left alive, who could help the cities of Tyre and Sidon. The Lord will soon destroy the Philistines, those left alive from the island of Crete. The people from the city of Gaza will be sad and shave their heads. The people from the city of Ashkelon will be made silent. Those left alive from the valley, how long will you cut yourselves? You cry, Sword of the Lord, how long will you keep fighting? Return to your holder, stop and be still. But how can his sword rest when the Lord has given it a command? He has ordered it to attack Ashkelon and the sea coast. Jeremiah chapter 48. This message is to the country of Moab. This is what the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says. How terrible it will be for the city of Nebo, because it will be ruined. The town of Kirathaim will be disgraced and captured. The strong city will be disgraced and shattered. Moab will not be praised again. Men in the town of Heshbon plan Moab's defeat. They say, Come, let us put an end to that nation. Town of madmen, you will also be silenced. The sword will chase you. Listen to the cries from the town of Horonaim, cries of much confusion and destruction. Moab will be broken up. Her little children will cry for help. Moab's people will go up the path to the town of Leheth, crying loudly as they go. On the road down to Horonaim, cries of pain and suffering can be heard. Run, run for your lives. Go like a bush being blown through the desert. You trust in the things you do and in your wealth, so you also will be captured. The god of Chemosh will go into captivity, and his priests and officers with him. The destroyer will come against every town. Not one town will escape. The valley will be ruined, and the high plain will be destroyed, as the Lord has said. Give wings to Moab, because she will surely leave her land. Moab's towns will become empty with no one to live in them. A curse will be on anyone who doesn't do what the Lord says, and a curse will be on anyone who holds back his sword from killing. The people of Moab have never known trouble. They are like wine left to settle. They have never been poured from one jar to another. They have not been taken into captivity. So they taste as they did before, and their smell has not changed. A time is coming, says the Lord, when I will send people to pour you from your jars. They will empty Moab's jars and smash her jugs. The people of Israel trusted that God in the town of Bethel, and they were ashamed when there was no help. In the same way, Moab will be ashamed of their god, Chemosh. You cannot say, we are warriors, we are brave men in battle. The destroyer of Moab and her towns has arrived. Her best young men will be killed, says the king, whose name is the Lord All-Powerful. The end of Moab is near, and she will soon be destroyed. All you who live around Moab, all you who know her, cry for her. Say, the ruler's power is broken. Moab's power and glory are gone. You people living in the town of Dibon, come down from your place of honor and sit on the dry ground, because the destroyer of Moab has come against you, and he has destroyed your strong walled cities. You people living in the town of Aroer, stand next to the road and watch. See the man running away and the woman escaping. Ask them what happened. Moab is filled with shame because she is ruined. Cry, Moab, cry out. A announce at the Arnon River that Moab is destroyed. People on the high plain have been punished. Judgment has come to these towns: Holon, Jaza, and Mephath, Dibon, Nebo, and Beth-Diblathaim, Kiriathaim, Beth-Gamal, and Beth-Meon, Kirioth, and Bozra. Judgment has come to all the towns of Moab, far and near. Moab's strength has been cut off and its arm broken, says the Lord. The people of Moab thought they were greater than the Lord, so punish them until they act as if they are drunk. Moab will fall and roll around in its own vomit, and people will even make fun of it. Moab, you made fun of Israel. Israel was caught in the middle of a gang of thieves. When you spoke about Israel, you shook your head and acted as if you were better than it. People in Moab, leave your towns empty and go live among the rocks. Be like a dove that makes its nest at the entrance of a cave. We have heard that the people of Moab are proud, very proud. They are proud, very proud, and in their hearts they think they are important. The Lord says, I know Moab's great pride, but it is useless. Moab's bragging accomplishes nothing. So I cry sadly for Moab, for everyone in Moab. I moan for the people from the town of Kir Hareseth. I cry with the people of the town of Jezer, for you, the grapevines of the town of Sibmah. In the past, your vines spread all the way to the sea, as far as the sea of Jezer. But the destroyer has taken over your fruit and grapes. Joy and happiness are gone from the large, rich fields of Moab. I have stopped the flow of wine from the wine presses. No one walks on the grapes with shouts of joy. There are shouts, but not shouts of joy. Their crying can be heard from Moabite towns, from Heshbon to Elealeh and Jahaz. It can be heard from Zoar as far away as Horonaim and Eglab Shelishiah. Even the waters of Nimrim are dried up. I will stop Moab from making burnt offerings at the places of worship and from burning incense to their gods, says the Lord. My heart cries sadly for Moab, like a flute playing a funeral song. It cries like a flute for the people from Kir Hareseth. The money they made has all been taken away. Every head has been shaved and every beard cut off. Everyone's hands are cut and everyone wears rough cloth around his waist. People are crying on every roof in Moab and in every public square. There is nothing but sadness because I have broken Moab like a jar no one wants, says the Lord. Moab is shattered. The people are crying. Moab turns away in shame. People all around her make fun of her. The things that happen fill them with great fear. This is what the Lord says. Look, someone is coming, like an eagle diving down from the sky and spreading its wings over Moab. The towns of Moab will be captured and the strong walled cities will be defeated. At that time, Moab's warriors will be frightened, like a woman who is having a baby. The nation of Moab will be destroyed because they thought they were greater than the Lord. Fear, deep pits, and traps wait for you, people of Moab, says the Lord. People will run from fear, but they will fall into the pits. Anyone who climbs out of the pits will be caught in the traps. I will bring the year of punishment to Moab, says the Lord. People have run from the powerful enemy and have gone to Heshbon for safety. But fire started in Heshbon. A blaze has spread from the hometown of Sihon, king of Moab. It burned up the leaders of Moab and destroyed those proud people. How terrible it is for you, Moab. The people who worship Chemosh have been destroyed. Your sons have been taken captive and your daughters have been taken away. But in days to come, I will make good things happen again to Moab, says the Lord. This ends the judgment on Moab.
Chapter 11.
So I ask, has God rejected his people Israel? That's unthinkable. Consider this. I'm an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham from the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he knew long ago. Don't you know what Elijah says in the scripture passage when he complains to God about Israel? He says, "Lord, they've killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I'm the only one left, and they're trying to take my life." But what was God's reply? God said, "I've kept 7,000 people for myself who've not knelt to worship Baal. So as there were then, there are now a few left that God has chosen by his kindness. If they were chosen by God's kindness, they weren't chosen because of anything they did. Otherwise, God's kindness wouldn't be kindness." So what does all this mean? It means that Israel has never achieved what it has been striving for. However, those whom God has chosen have achieved it. The minds of the rest of Israel were closed. As Scripture says, "To this day God has given them a spirit of deep sleep. Their eyes don't see, and their ears don't hear." And David says, "Let the table set for them become a trap and a net, a snare and a punishment for them. Let their vision become clouded so that they cannot see. Let them carry back-breaking burdens forever." So I ask, has Israel stumbled so badly that it can't get up again? That's unthinkable. By Israel's failure, salvation has come to people who are not Jewish to make the Jewish people jealous. The fall of the Jewish people made the world spiritually rich. Their failure made people who are not Jewish spiritually rich. So the inclusion of Jewish people will make the world even richer. Now I speak to you who are not Jewish. As long as I am an apostle sent to people who are not Jewish, I bring honor to my ministry. Perhaps I can make my people jealous and save some of them. If Israel's rejection means that the world has been brought back to God, what does Israel's acceptance mean? It means that Israel has come back to life. If the first handful of dough is holy, the whole batch of dough is holy. If the root is holy, the branches are holy. But some of the olive branches have been broken off, and you, a wild olive branch, have been grafted in their place. You get your nourishment from the roots of the olive tree. So don't brag about being better than the other branches. If you brag, remember that you don't support the root. The root supports you. Well, you say, branches were cut off so that I could be grafted onto the tree. That's right. They were broken off because they didn't believe. But you remain on the tree because you do believe. Don't feel arrogant, but be afraid. If God didn't spare the natural branches, he won't spare you either. Look at how kind and how severe God can be. He is severe to those who fell, but kind to you if you continue to hold on to his kindness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off from the tree. If Jewish people do not continue in their unbelief, they will be grafted onto the tree again because God is able to do that. In spite of the fact that you've been cut off from a wild olive tree, you've been grafted onto a cultivated one. So would it be easier for these natural branches to be grafted onto the olive tree they belong to? Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand this mystery so that you won't become arrogant. The minds of some Israelites have become closed until all of God's non-Jewish people are included. In this way, Israel as a whole will be saved, as Scripture says. The Savior will come from Zion. He will remove godlessness from Jacob. My promise to them will be fulfilled when I take away their sins. The good news made the Jewish people enemies because of you. But by God's choice, they are loved because of their ancestors. God never changes his mind when he gives gifts or when he calls someone. In the past, you disobeyed God, but now God has been merciful to you because of the disobedience of the Jewish people. In the same way, the Jewish people have also disobeyed so that God may be merciful to them as he was to you. God has placed all people into the prison of their own disobedience so that he could be merciful to all people. God's riches, wisdom, and knowledge are so deep that it is impossible to explain his decisions or to understand his ways. Who knows how the Lord thinks? Who can become his advisor? Who gave the Lord something which the Lord must pay back? Everything is from him and by him and for him. Glory belongs to him forever. Amen.